sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour today, this Wednesday, May 21st, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. If you miss any portion of the show, you can go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, listen on demand anytime. Top of the hours, we put those markers in so you know you're in the right hour, the right day, and making sure that you are listening to the portion of the show that you missed. This segment brought to you by the upcoming event that the Antrim County Conservative Union is going to host Saturday, July 19th in Central Lake, Michigan. Many of you have attended these events in the past. Well, this will be the third Saturday in July. Gates will open at 12 noon, located out on Muckle Road in Central Lake at Richard Davis's compound. Bring your firearms, bring your ammunition. You'll be able to sight in your deer rifles on the 100-yard range. We're going to have the pin shoot set up, knocking down bowling pins with your handguns. And we will have training, firearm safety training for the young people. We're looking for kids. 12 and under are going to be free. We're not charging for them at all, but they must be accompanied with an adult, a neighbor, a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, some parent, some adult must be with the children. $50 for adults, $25 for teenagers, 12 and under are free. We are going to do a Iron Pig Smokehouse pulled pork dinner, barbecue pork smoked by Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig. We're going to have a fantastic meal, potato salad, baked beans, Hawaiian rolls, butter, and of course my world famous carrot cake. We're in the process of getting some great speakers lined up. Going to reach out to some of the governor candidates to see if they'll consider coming and speaking. And we're focusing on the kids. Firearm safety. We will have a 22 handgun as well as 22 rifles there for them to learn all about firearm safety and to be able to shoot the 22s. So we're excited. We're going to have a great event. We're going to have going away prizes that will be passed out at the end. We will also have some silent auction items available. If you'd like to bid on them, greatly appreciate the support. We're going to have a great time. Mark your calendars. Better yet, text me Fun Shoot. fun shoot. Two words, and I'll send you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. All the information is there on the website. Read all the information. Then simply click on the yellow donate button. You're making a donation. $50 for adults, $25 for teenagers. Kids are free. Just fill out the information. Change the zeros to a dollar amount. Make your donation. You'll get an email from our PayPal account. Not yours, but ours. And that is going to be your ticket. Take a picture of the email receipt for your donation or print it out and show it to our security people at the gate. Saturday, 12 noon, Central Lake, July 19th. Text me Fun Shoot. I'll send you the information. Short break. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Fun shoot. I sent them back the website, acconservatives.org. Go to that website. All the information is there on the post. Read it all the way through. Then the donate button is located in the top right corner at the top of the page. Just click on donate. and put in the dollar amount where the zeros are, provide your information, and you will get an email receipt based on what you put in there. That is your ticket. In the box, the note to the seller, you can put the names of the people that are coming with you. Greatly appreciate that. Again, that's Saturday, July 19th, 12 noon in Central Lake, Michigan. Under a House Bill 4356, which moved out of the House Election Integrity Committee yesterday, the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, or the next one, would need to contact registered voters who have not cast a ballot in the last 10 years to confirm their status as a registered voter. State Representative Mike Hoadley, I got to meet Mike down at the Ogemaw County Republican event there in West Branch. He's the main sponsor of the bill, and it was reported out of committee, 5 Republicans, 1 no vote, 3 abstentions. All the yes votes came from Republican committee members, except for State Representative Joseph Fox, Republican of Fremont, who voted against the bill. All the Democratic members of the committee passed on voting on the legislation. Well, how would this work if this bill gets passed in the Senate and Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs it into law? After being contacted by the Secretary of State, the registered voter would have to fill out a card enclosed in the notice to verify their address and send it to the relevant city or township clerk within 15 days of the next election. If they failed to do this, they then would have to affirm their address at the polls before being allowed, permitted to vote. In order to keep their status as a registered voter, they would have to respond to the notice, vote, or engage in an activity relating to voting, such as requesting an absentee ballot or updating their voter registration by the first business day after the second general November election. Sponsor Hoadley said, "The inaccuracy of Michigan's voter rolls is a legitimate concern. After failed lawsuits to clean up my rolls, my bill simply instructs the Secretary of State to send a postage paid for card to a voter to verify the most accurate voter information is in the file." Well, the House Election Integrity Committee heard testimony from Eric Cardall. He's an attorney from Minnesota who presented concerns with Michigan's fair election competition. Cardell's principal concern, as he stated in his testimony, is that billionaires unduly influence elections. He alleged that unnamed billionaires and their nonprofits have sponsored voter registration and get out the vote initiatives that are generally legal unless the government gets involved. Cardell expressed concerns also over a contract with the Electronic Registration Information Center. That's a nonprofit known as ERIC. Well, Michigan, along with 23 other states, as well as the District of Columbia, uses ERIC to provide voter registration records. They have a contract with the Michigan Secretary of State. Well, the attorney cited initiatives specifically targeted towards increasing the voter turnout of college students. saying high school graduates feel like they're not being treated equally or with dignity. He also spoke against municipal ordinances requiring landlords to provide voter information to tenants in East Lansing, something that the East Lansing city government passed as a local ordinance, demanding that landlords provide voter information, voter registration, and even have been allowed to pass out voter cards as to who to vote for. Well, the bill now comes out of the committee and goes to the House Secretary for placage on the placement, I should say, excuse me, placement on the House calendar for a vote of the full House. It's expected that the Republicans' 58 state representatives will vote for it. The Democrats will either abstain or vote against it. Then the bill would go over to the Senate for concurrence. And that House bill, if you want to look it up, MichiganVotes.org, it's House Bill 4356. Pretty interesting legislation being proposed by State Representative Mike Holdley, again of the West Branch Augray area. So greatly appreciate him doing this. We'll see where this goes. Now, there's proposals being put out there. Children in Kent, Ottawa, and Kalamazoo counties will receive free blood testing for PFAS, the synthetic chemicals linked to higher kidney cancer and disrupted immune systems, as put forward under legislation by Senator Mark Huizenga, Julie Rogers, State Representative from Kalamazoo, and House Majority Floor Leader Brian Posthumus of Rockford. Two Senate bills, 298 and 299, two House bills, 4499 and 4500. Working tie-barred together, it'll make tests free to West Michigan children who are younger than 11 years old before January 1st of 2012, residing in homes that were using well water as well as public water supplies, that PFAS levels have been tested to show greater than the Michigan maximum contaminant levels. Another acid they're looking for is part of the PFAS testing. They're using it in stain-resistant fabrics, food packaging, and the Michigan limit is 8 parts per trillion, which basically equates to 8 gallons of the contaminant per a trillion gallons of water. That's how small the limits are for this to be in the water. For example, in Huizenga's own district, both the state and Kent County Health Departments issued a June 2018 health advisory warning residents to avoid floating foam on top of the Rogue River in the Rockford community. This has been linked to the former Wolverine Worldwide Tannery. This was a footwear production site which was demolished in 2010 and 2011. Well, February this year, just a few months ago, the University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health found that through home dust samples alone, children are being exposed to higher levels of PFAS, 1.6 times more likely to develop leukemia, with youth that have been exposed to lesser amounts. the report, as well as comments from State Senator Huizenga, says, we believe that this is an initial crucial step in protecting the health and well-being of our children. This will be a game changer. PFAS is not a partisan issue, so providing a solution shouldn't be partisan either. This is something that we have to think about in long term and provide real long-term solutions for our kids. Well, during a press conference hosted by Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor, Huizenga explained there's a child in his district whose exposure to PFAS weakened his body's ability to accept disease immunizations. He clarified that the legislation comes with a $500,000 request which seeks funding for laboratory testing and detailed research. The science simply has not caught up to this crisis yet. As the science does catch up, this will be a way to help people get solutions. And having a research aspect to it means that we'll be able to continue to have conversations ongoing with all of those affected by these chemicals, said Nesbitt. Well, one of the people talking at the press conference, Sandy Stout, a Kent County resident and co-chair of Great Lakes PFAS Action Network, which is an advocacy group for large-scale PFAS cleanup, said back in October of 2020, she had to go through the removal of cancerous thyroid and lymph nodes. Around 4 years later, her husband died of liver cancer. Stelt explained that her neighborhood learned just 8 years ago that their drinking water was contaminated by PFAS connected to Wolverine. Again, that factory that went out of business. She said her community wanted to know how much was inside their bodies and within their blood. But we learned pretty quickly that the cost of getting our blood tested was too expensive for most people to pay for out of pocket. She said when she first tested her blood for PFAS, she had to pay $800 out of pocket, and it needed to be sent to a California lab. Well, I was lucky that I had lawyers that I was working with that helped us bear some of those costs. Yesterday, I was on a call with a community member who was in tears due to the illnesses in their communities and desperately asking for blood testing because right now they have no way to do it. So the 3-countywide program will begin a pilot with the intention of expanding it if it gets approved. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to watch it. Are those the only communities that are contaminated with PFAS? Maybe we need to check our water up here in northern Michigan. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source,